Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
That's almost unfair. That's Bon Jovi, and You Give Love a Bad Name.
No.
Oh, no, it's that way. Well, turn, let it breathe. Living on a prayer. Sorry. Stressful morning. Stressful week. I'm so glad this week is almost over. But not only is I'm stressed out about what to get Courtney for her birthday, but it's been I'm stressed out about the Red Sox. I lost my mom this week. It's been a stressful week. I need a win tonight. Yeah. I need a Red Sox win tonight, Curtis.
Living on a prayer. It's got to be up there too. That's a classic.
And my sources are saying Heim Bloom and Cora food fight in the hotel bar last night.
All right. Well, the leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. Fall in love with driving a 2022 Subaru featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive. You can find your authorized Subaru retailer when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Living on a prayer tonight, Greg, here for Game 6. And by the way, Slippery when wet, 35 years old this year, if you can believe that.
35 years ago. Wow.
My first cassette tape. Now, scapegoat tonight. Who is the scapegoat if the Sox lose? I hate to go this way because I was optimistic yesterday, but you always have to consider this does not go the Sox way. If they lose the series, who is at fault? I've got a couple options here for you. Greg Hill, as Chris Curtis pointed out yesterday, that's always an option. I think Laz Diaz, you got to put in the mix. Maybe Red Sox baby, maybe Dancing on My Own. Maybe Tom Brady. He's to blame for everything in my book. Could be the Astros cheating, but I think it will come down to these three. Cora, the bats, or the bullpen. Right now, they're all sort of on the in the mix.
What about the chief baseball officer and his actions at the trade deadline? That is not that's not to be considered?
In what sense?
Getting you pitching, which has been the single biggest problem on this baseball team in the playoffs.
But he got two bullpen pieces, though.
Yeah, but Eovaldi did say that they were all disappointed at what happened there, so you got to read into that a little bit.
I think he's a small percentage, but Ken, I agree with you, one of those three, and I would probably lean more towards the bats, personally.
I think most people would, which is interesting, because the whole theme of the series 48 hours ago was how they're slamming the hell out of this team. There's bombs all over the place. So then it's like, what do we do? It's almost just like you chalk it up to bad luck and you just trot them back out next year. If that's all it is, the bats just went cold for a couple. It's not like the offense is a bunch of good hitters. They just for whatever reason, came up empty in a 48-hour span.
I've seen this floating around on social media, and Nilly Willy in the Twitch chat is suggesting it is E-Rod for pointing at the watch, and that woke the Astros up.
So did that wake the Astros up and put his batters to sleep?
Did it wake the Astros up? Did it wake a sleeping giant, as one might say?
No, it's all about the bats. You scored 3 runs in 2 games.
Okay. All right, well, hopefully we don't have to think about that.
Correct.
Thank you, Ken. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I believe that the Red Sox will win the next two games and go to the World Series.
Ooh.
Based solely on the fact that they are back in a position they have been maybe a dozen times this season where everybody's off the bandwagon. They lost. This was a nice run, good try, whether it was before they got into the playoffs. We said at least they got 90 wins. Before they, you know, whatever, there's been right after the trade deadline, everybody said the season's over, like myself. I believe that the Red Sox win tonight relatively easily with Eovaldi on the mound. They have an advantage in the pitching matchup, and I think tomorrow all the pressure shifts to Houston. They need to win to make that, to validate that title. They've got that city kind of on their heels. I think the Sox will win both games and head to the World Series against the Dodgers.
Your lips to God's ears, Curtis. I hope you're right about that.
Let's go, Red Sox!
Birthday girl.
Hello. Good morning. A crazy scene yesterday in New Mexico. I don't know if you guys saw this in the news, but after 6 days of on social media, Juliette Lewis, who's an actress, and a bunch of other actors and actresses jumped on this bandwagon, posting about the conditions that go on a movie or TV set, and how they are not safe for workers, and how the talent on screen need to stand up for the people behind the scenes because it's just not good working conditions and accidents can happen. 6 days ago, that comes out. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Alec Baldwin, I don't know how this happens, fires off a prop gun on set and kills one crew member of the film that he's shooting right now in New Mexico and injures another.
What? Mm-hmm.
A prop gun.
I didn't see this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's on the set of the new movie Rust. They were shooting in New Mexico, and it was a prop gun that he set off, and it killed a 42-year-old director of photography, female, and then injured a director.
Brings up the Brandon Lee and the Crow, Bruce Lee's son.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that happened a long time ago. Yes.
And
yes.
I'm sure more information will come out today on it. There are photos of Alec Baldwin in the parking lot after he was questioned, and he looks distraught. I mean, a prop gun in my mind, nothing comes out of a prop gun when it's fired.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, right. But they said there was some way there was a projectile that accidentally got in there. So whoever's handling,
right,
you know, these guns, is it's not the actors,
right,
but, you know, whoever the people are on the side making sure.
I don't know how the prop gun works. Get Tangway on the phone stat.
I know. I do want to know, though. It's a crazy, crazy.
It's blanks. It's real guns with just blanks in there. So, yeah, and maybe sometimes, like the Brandon Lee case, his Bruce Lee's son got killed on the set of The Crow a long time ago. Somehow a live round got in there.
Unbelievable.
Right. Yeah, but all right. 6 days after, a lot of actors and actresses took to social media to talk about the conditions, the working conditions that are on movie sets.
All right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're
Wiggy?
Welcome.
Yo, what up? All right. So we all know about the importance of tonight's Red Sox game, but there's another game that is super important this weekend, and that is the Patriots on Sunday.
Yes.
They need this win to get them to 3-4. One game on the 500, because then they go on this run against teams that are pretty good. They got the next two games will then be on the road. They play Cleveland. I know Cleveland's without Baker Mayfield right now. Then you finish up kind of with the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo, Tennessee Titans. So the importance of beating the Jets to get you back to 3-4, because the next game you're going to play is against the Chargers in L.A., is huge. So I know we're all focused on the Red Sox right now, but Sunday's game, we expect them to win, get them one step closer to getting back to 500, because it's about getting back to 500 and putting yourself in the mix of grabbing that seventh seed.
Speaking of this weekend's games, is the Wiggy Aperol Spritz Pick'em happening this morning, the contest?
Yes, we are doing it again until Wiggy wins.
Okay, what time? What time are you going to do it? 8:30 or something?
8:30 works for
me. 8:30, we will do that. Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
So, should you be traveling? I know Wiggy and Curtis are traveling to Houston together this weekend.
I got Chex Mix for the road.
Yeah. Should you be traveling to China this weekend, you will be unable to watch the Boston Celtics and their opening game because their games have been blacked out in China by the Chinese government media after Enes Kanter tweeted a 2-minute video in which he expresses support for Tibet and wear shoes with the phrase Free Tibet on them. Here is a little bit of that video.
There have been more than 5,000 political prisoners in Tibet the last 25 years. 5,000! The Chinese dictatorship is erasing Tibetan identity and culture. The cultural genocide in Tibet is so stifling that more than 150 Tibetan people have burned themselves alive, hoping that such a horrific act of sacrifice will raise awareness and attention towards the ongoing abuses within Tibet. Brutal dictator of China, Xi Jinping, I have a message for you and your henchmen. I will say it again, again, and again, loud and clear. I hope you hear me. Free Tibet.
Now, imagine if there were any other more powerful NBA players who were able to speak up against China if they weren't concerned about money. Are there any that pop to your mind immediately, Curtis, when it comes to those who are powerful in the NBA who could speak up and perhaps affect things the way they are going on?
Avery Bradley, I think.
That was not the first one that I was thinking about.
This is the classic case where you have a guy like LeBron James who likes to be seen and thought of as some sort of social justice warrior. And everybody says, look at what he sacrifices. He hasn't sacrificed anything with his opinions. He's gotten a raise. He's said what everybody feels and thinks when it comes to certain political parties and what the beautiful people want you to endorse. This is something that could actually influence change. If LeBron James said that, that would give, and if the Chinese government prevented LeBron from being seen by their people, that's something that actually might influence a brutal dictator in his decision making.
Well, good on Enes Kanter the Celtics probably I hope could not care less. Is that the phrase?
Couldn't care less
about whether their games are on in China or not.
It's all about the energy you have to certain things.
Yeah,
that's all it is. Enes Kanter's energy towards that is very strong. Some people, their energy is towards other things. So it's like
I see. So yeah. You're going to be defending LeBron all morning?
No. I'm just saying he does a lot for inner city kids who die every day.
LeBron does.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, his energy, yeah, should his energy be there? That's up to him. But
well, could his energy not be in a couple different directions?
Well, I mean, it could be.
Is his energy placed where it is based on his own personal game when it comes to sneaker deals is that possible?
No, it could. And I understand that some of it has to do with the fact that the relationship they have with the sneakers and China. But feel that same way, like everybody's up in arms over COVID. When COVID disappears, keep that same energy towards the opioid addiction. Keep that same energy towards violence in inner cities.
I agree with you on that.
You know, people like to pick and choose. I'm not going to knock somebody who's doing something. That's all I care about. Enes Kanter, he's doing something.
Yeah, right. And you can't say the sneaker deal or anything with the I Promise school that LeBron has. I mean, what's his personal gain on that?
Yeah, I would just like to see others do what Enes Kanter did and speak out against what is going on in China.
Enes Kanter.
And it's one thing to say nothing. It's another thing to go out and condemn the president of the Rockets the way LeBron did and side with China.
Yeah, that was a bad move.
Correct. All right. Those are today's leads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.